You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Gym Class for a midweek Wednesday here in KGYM. Thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac on the other side of the glass once again here today. Hello there. And you, our listener out there, the most important part of the equation. Love to hear from you today. 319-366-1600. Always enjoy conversing with you out there. If you want to pick up the phone and give us a call, love to hear from you as well. That also at 319-366-1600. Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer. We'll talk college wrestling and Hawkeye wrestling with us coming up in a little bit. Just a little dual Friday night to preview and to talk over. Number one versus number two. It's Iowa. It's Penn State. It's Tom Brands. It's Kale Sanderson, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk about that coming up with you here in just a little bit. We'll have your next chance to make your pick anyway in the KGYM Big Game House Party. And we will have that opportunity for you coming up in just a little bit from Circus Sports Iowa, as we'll try to get somebody in the winner's circle for that. We're 0 for 6 so far. We'll have an opportunity to pick a college basketball game for you. And we'll tell you more about that coming up in just a little bit. So a little bit of news out of Iowa City and a great big win last night for the Iowa State men's basketball team. And we start there this afternoon. Mark, how are you?
I'm well. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. We'll have a bowling night in America, an Ames Highway scoreboard. And yeah, another big win for the Cyclones. The beat goes on.
The beat goes on. Iowa State coming from behind. They were down 2 at half, although that's basically even, as Iowa State tops number 5 Kansas State last night at a raucous Hilton Coliseum in Ames, 80-76, with a 49-point second half last night. As Iowa State, they got a lead, got it up to 10, I think, with about 7-8 minutes to go in that game. Kansas State made a little push. You knew they would. And in the end, Iowa State came through. And last night's hero, Jaron Holmes, as he came up big last night for the Cyclones. 8 of 11 from the field and 2 out of 3 from the three-point line, 23 points. Another big night for Gabe Kalscher. Caleb Grill got in and chipped in with 5 points. Looked okay. I think he was a little bit, it wasn't 100%. Let's just say that. Another solid performance from Taman Lipsey, as he was in double figures with 10 points last night in 27 minutes for Iowa State. And Cyclones get it done once again over a good Kansas State team, as Iowa State wins at 80-76. Both teams shot over 50% last night. Iowa State won despite going 5 of 16 from three-point land last night. But they out-rebounded K-State by 8, which was big.
Iowa State now in a three-way tie for the Big 12 lead with Kansas State and Texas. And it's pretty heady stuff. What is it, the third top 10 team that Iowa State has defeated?
Third top 7 team.
Top 7, okay.
Of the year. North Carolina, which was number 1 at the time. Now Carolina's not even in the poll, I believe, right now. Or, well, they're not at the lofty perch they were when they played Iowa State earlier in the year. Texas, which was a top 7 team, and then Kansas State from last night. Yes, three-way tie at the top. By the way, Kevin Lehman joins us tomorrow. We'll talk about college basketball. And Lisa Bluner will join us coming up tomorrow as well, Iowa women's basketball coach. So you want to tune in to the program on Thursday. 319-366-1600. Cyclones will next be in action coming up on the weekend, and more on that coming up in a little bit. But it's always a great crowd at Hilton Coliseum. I thought it was a really, really loud crowd last night, and a lot of people were bantering about with this on Twitter last night, Mark, and that is the fact that Iowa State seems to thrive in 8 o'clock starts. Meanwhile, the Iowa fans complaining that nobody comes out for 8 o'clock starts. Debate, if you will. I don't know what it is. Ask people that go to both and see what the difference is. I don't know.
I don't know either. As far as the Big 12 goes, we know how good a conference this is. I don't know about you, but nobody bowls me over to think that that team is a Final Four team or that team is an Elite Eight team. I'll tell you, the team to watch out for playing very well is TCU.
Yeah, since the Iowa State loss.
Blew out Oklahoma last night. Yeah, they're playing very well, but Kansas has lost three in a row. What to make of it? I don't know. I don't know. Is there anyone in the league who say peg them and say that's an Elite Eight team?
You know, right now, of the teams, I'm with you in TCU. I really think Texas. I think Texas. Now, they've got, obviously, the whole situation with an interim coach in there. I think Iowa State, as you have said many times, Mark, and you have been quoted by so many, defense travels.
Mm-hmm.
As long as Iowa State keeps playing good defense, they're going to be in games. And as long as the Cyclones do that, they have an opportunity to win games. Kansas is just not deep. Like we talked about with Mike DeCourcy yesterday, and if you missed that conversation talking college basketball, you can go back and pick that up on our podcast, kgymradio.com, for you. And really good conversation we had with Mike, and it's available at kgymradio.com or our podcast available on Apple or Spotify. Iowa State goes to Missouri, by the way, on the weekend, on Saturday. At the beginning of the year, he thought that was kind of going to be an game, but Missouri's having a very good year in the SEC. It's the Saturday of the Big 12 SEC Showdown. This game's going to be played at Mizzou Arena, and that will be a 1 o'clock start coming up on Saturday. Iowa State next in action in Big 12 play next Monday. They got a big Monday down in Lubbock to take on the Red Raiders of Texas Tech before a matchup, the rematch with Kansas at James A. Chilton Coliseum coming up a week from Saturday. Hence, the Big 12, I mean, people are talking about 10 teams. I think 10 teams are very good, but Texas Tech right now is 0-7 in the league. You have West Virginia at 1-6. However, their net is a very interesting 29. But then that's where we go back and go to our age-old debate, Mark, and that is, Big 12 is going to play 18 conference games this year. If you're 5-13 in the conference, do you deserve to go to the NCAA tournament? I mean, in my eyes, that is a big no. Absolutely not.
I think it's a big no as well. You got six extremely solid teams, all in the top 17 of the net. You've got three teams at 6-2 in the league, three teams at 5-3. I think it's all up for grabs in the Big 12 right now. And who would I favor? Maybe Texas. Not going to discount Iowa State.
319-366-1600 here in the Gym Class on KGYM. Thanks for joining us here. We're going to have our latest chance for you to get, well, qualified to win. Get in the drawing for the Big Game House Party from Circus Sports Iowa. We'll do that here in just a few minutes before Mark Ironside joins us here on the program today. And we'll talk Iowa-Penn State wrestling here in just a little bit as we're looking forward to that big duel coming up on Friday night between the Hawkeyes and the Penn State Nittany Lions. Big Ten basketball, Purdue, of course, still on top of the standings as far as the Big Ten is concerned. Iowa next in action tomorrow night. Iowa will take on Michigan State at the Breslin Center in East Lansing. Will not be an easy game for sure. Iowa has really struggled. By the way, want to let you know before we get too far into it that we are brought to you by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on the Gym Class. And a big thanks to DuPaco. You can find out more by going to their website, DuPaco.com, and learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking them out at that website at DuPaco.com. 14 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We got NFL news we'll get to after we talk to Mark in just a little bit. And we'll have, as Mark mentioned, an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard for you. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. And let's do this, Mark. Let's go ahead right now. And we've done this late the last couple of days. Let's do it early today. And that is, we're going to get somebody going as far as our big game house party from Circus Sports Iowa is concerned. We're going to give you a chance to get into the drawing. We're 0 for 6, Isaac. 0 for 6. We have to break this. hopefully Spencer's contestant with John will have a chance. He took the Kings minus 3.5 tonight. Go Keegan. Mark and I, we are going to stay in the realm of college basketball, Mark. And tonight, you and I will take on Valpo at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. And we're going to give somebody out there an opportunity to take either Valpo or you and I. If you take Valpo on the road, you get 8.5. You take the Panthers at home, you are giving 7.5. And just a little nugget here, Valpo is 3-7 against the spread in their last 10 road games. Use that how you will. We're going to take caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Pick one side or the other, Valpo or you and I, coming up tonight. Not telling you who to pick. Not telling you who to pick, but you and I has been playing good basketball as of late. Just saying that, Mark. I'm just throwing it out there.
Let's get somebody qualified. Your odds to win the whole kit and caboodle
are going up as we speak.
Are going up right now.
It's now 1 out of 24 at the maximum. 319-366-1600. Isaac's going to get the information coming up here in just a little bit. The Big Game House Party grand prize from Circus Sports Iowa. That includes $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circus Sports swag for you and your guests, a three-night stay at Circa Resort in Vegas, and $500 cash for travel. I don't think Mark is eligible, though. Too many ties to KGYM. Sorry, Mark. Maybe next time.
what did I miss out on? What a surprise.
The Big Game House Party from Circus Sports Iowa. You get three-night stay at Circa Resort in Vegas, $500 cash for travel, $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee for your big game party. Big game. Championship extravaganza party.
See, when I hear big game, I'm thinking elk. You know, I'm thinking, let's go Wyoming and Colorado, and then I'm in.
Okay.
Then I'm in.
All right. Well, this is a little different situation here, but yeah. So we're going to find out who our contestant is and what side they are on here in just a moment. We'll take a quick break, come back, get your weather update, and talk about Iowa Penn State wrestling and more when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm Weather First meteorologist Garrett Hyde with a check of your forecast. As we continue throughout our day today, fog should be improving for us, but those light snow showers will be sticking with us pretty much all day long up until about early tomorrow morning before most of that moves on out of the area. Snow totals upwards about 1 to 2 inches for the vast majority of eastern Iowa. Highs this afternoon reaching into those lower 30s. Overnight tonight, still snowy and temperatures dropping into the middle teens. For Thursday, much quieter picture for us, but cloudy. Highs into those mid-20s. By Friday, we are looking at our next chance for some light snow. And that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
The Gym is teaming up with Circus Sports Iowa to make your big game party one you'll never forget. With $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circus Sports swag for you and your guests, and to top it all off, a trip to Vegas.
It's KGYM's Big Game House Party.
Listen to our local programming weekdays from 2 to 6 to play. We'll throw out a daily game from the Circa Sportsbook and let you pick the winner. If your team wins, you'll be in the running to win a party package from Circa Sports Iowa, including a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. But that's not all. You'll also head to Las Vegas to enjoy a three-night stay at the Circa Hotel, along with $500 in travel funds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Must be 21 and up to play. Travel package must be used within 6 months. Some blackout dates may apply. It's KGYM's Big Game House Party. Listen to play. Pick your winning team.
Move on to the finals and find out if you're the grand prize winner during the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday, February 6th.
Brought to you by Circa Sports Iowa and The Gym. See contest rules at KGYMradio.com.
Having an emergency fund can help you cover an unexpected expense, like cleaning up and rebuilding after a bad storm. At DePaco Credit Union, we've got the right tools and resources to get you on your feet. We want our members to feel the comfort that a life emergency won't become a financial emergency. DePaco cares about your financial well-being. When our members love life, it makes a brighter community for all. DePaco can help you. Be well. Learn more at DePaco.com/bewell. Federally insured by NCUA.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back, the sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
Back with you on The Gym Class 321. John B. in Cedar Rapids is our contestant. Not John, just plain John in Cedar Rapids from Spencer on Sports. We have John B. in Cedar Rapids. He is taking you and I and throwing the 7.5. So there you go. We will write that down. We got John in Cedar Rapids, and he is taking the Panthers. All right. We'll see how we do, Mark. Let's get better right there than we've been doing the last couple days.
I'm all for it.
At least it's, you know what? We have nothing to do with it, do we? We have nothing. We're just giving the information, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, best of luck to John B. All right. Mark Ironside joining us here in studio. And Mark, of course, his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt, conveniently located right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee on the northwest side of Cedar Rapids. And just a little thing coming up on Friday night, right? Just a little tiny thing. Iowa-Penn State.
Wow. It's going to be I heard yesterday that the tickets are selling out of Bryce Jordan. That holds like 16-something thousand. They're selling right now for 800 a piece. It's a hot, Ooh. Hot ticket to get. Bryce Jordan Center is, it's an awesome venue to wrestle in. It's an elevated stage every year. They've got suites all around. It's basically built. Obviously, it's much newer than, I think it was built in 1998 was the first year they had an event in there. So it's obviously way newer, Cover Hawkeye Arena, but it was built for basically like having concerts and everything else. So it's quite the show to be in there, and it's completely full of Penn State Nittany Lion fans. So it's a great environment to be able to go into, and it's a fun environment to be in. And I think, like Tom said in his presser, you know, our guys look forward to stuff like this, and I really, really believe our guys are like excited for this and up for it, and they're excited to get out there, and it's not like they're gonna go in and, you know, just be like, oh my goodness, and on, just like, and just end up working against them. You know, I mean, they're ready for this type of environment. We got a lot of veterans on this team, and so it should be fun.
Before we get into details of that, let's look at last week. A solid victory over Nebraska. Pretty much a full lineup. that Tom put together. Then on Sunday, a criteria victory over Wisconsin. Couple things there. You had a couple backups in the back end of the lineup, and what happened with Abe Assad is basically at least a 9-point swing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. At least a 9-point swing. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you know, we looked awesome against Nebraska. It was a fun dual meet. It was a ton of energy. I mean, there was just a super, super fun atmosphere in Carver Hawkeye Arena last Friday night against Nebraska. And it was just, they were really good matches. It was just good energy, a good vibe. The team's rolling. They put together against Purdue, then Northwestern, Nebraska. They had three really good matches in a row. And then we went up to Wisconsin. I don't think it was a fact that, you know, we weren't ready to go or anything like that, you know, or, you know, we got cocky or anything like that. I think it just, a lot of it had to do with the lineup, a lot of it a fluke deal, which happens. That's why you got to be, you know, ready to go and wrestle in all positions as soon as you toe the line. And Abe Assad, you know, he that's a big lesson learned for Abe Assad. He had all the time in the world to clear out of there. And now he's wishing he did. And, you know, I think maybe, obviously, nobody has a crystal ball. You know, Coach Tom Brands doesn't have a crystal ball. If, you know, he could have seen that coming. Yeah, he wrestles Jacob Warner, you know. You know, he doesn't put our third string 97-pounder. Even Glazier is a little dinged up right now, so he couldn't go. So we were down to our third string 97-pounder. So it is what it is. It's water under the bridge. I'm not like, oh boy, now we're in trouble or anything like that. It's like, you know, the train's still on the rails. It's nothing to be concerned about. No issues. Like, we got Penn State this week, and the guys are really looking forward to it.
Really looking forward to it, yeah. And I guess, you know, good for Cassiope to come out there and win with a lot of pressure, a ton of pressure on him right there. You mentioned Franklin, third string at 197, and he didn't do too bad out there.
He made me nervous when he got a cradle locked up on him. I know that. But I was really nervous.
Yeah, but he did a good job.
He got out of it.
Wiggling out of it.
He fought out of it, yep. But
and 4-0.
I tell you who I honestly give a ton of credit in that dual meet to. Tons of credit. More than Cassiope. Cassiope had all the pressure on him at the end.
Right.
And Hilger's good, too. And he put a lot of size on. He's a better wrestler than he was the last, you know, four or five times when Cassiope's kind of spanked him. But I give a ton of credit to Kobe Seabrick.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Seabrick, that was a guy that was ranked ahead of him. He wasn't supposed to win. That's two nights in a row now he does that. That guy just knocked off Kendall Coleman Friday night, two nights before that. That guy is no slouch. And he went in there, and then the thing I love about the best is that at the end of that match, when he scored that winning takedown, it was just an awesome, clean, crisp, actual, true shot. It wasn't just hoping the guy was going to shoot on me, you know, waiting for funk and just somehow coming out on top like he does a lot of times. It was his shot and even a better finish. And the other guy I give a ton of credit to is Brody Teske. I mean, Brody Teske's wrestling a guy that he had in the Big 12 finals last year and beats by 1 point. He goes out there. He hasn't hardly had any matches under his belt. Lamont's been wrestling all year long. He's a transfer in from Utah Valley, and he shuts him out 4-0. That's a big win and turnaround for Brody Teske when he hasn't even been on the mat hardly at all either. So kudos to Teske and Kobe Seabrook, both those guys. Looking back now, how it played out, those were big, big, big wins for us.
What'd you make of the Hammond-Kennedy match? One-point loss for Kennedy.
You know, I think Tom said it best, you know, when Kennedy came off the mat. I think, you know, Tom told him, hey, you out-wrestled him that match. Next time you just need to out-wrestle him on the scoreboard. And I think that's a really good way of looking at it. And I think that's very true. I mean, we were in on a lot of shots, just couldn't finish. But at the same time, Hammondy's go-to is his defense. And I was very impressed with how Patrick Kennedy continue to stay offensive and trying to prevent from the corners getting cut, and didn't give up any takedowns till the very end there, but was right there and had lots of chances. Even when he got taken down, it was his shot. He was in a great position to finish, and then just bam, just like that, Hammond cuts corner. It's like a little switch action, gets around behind him and Boom. And the other thing is Patrick Kennedy did an awesome job on the bottom getting away, too. So Kennedy, just the one thing that he needs to work on in wrestling a guy like that, and he learned a lot from that match, is the short offense front headlock position. He was there for a lot of that match and never scored. That's a great position to be able to score on a guy that's very kind of funky, likes cutting corners, defense is his kind of offense. So that's one position if he could get better at, he could score, and that's how he's going to beat a guy like Hamady.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Friday night with Nebraska. And first of all, kudos to the crowd, because that was a wild atmosphere. I think everybody was set and ready to go for that. Maybe it was because Manning was coming. Maybe it was Iowa, Nebraska. I don't know. But it seemed like it was just kind of a perfect storm type evening. And Hawks wrestled well, I thought, that night on Friday.
They wrestled really well on Friday. You know, honestly, probably... You know, I mean, I thought they, up and down the line, we wrestled really, really well. You know, and Spencer goes out and spanks Cronin in 38 seconds.
That's a top 10 guy.
Yeah, and so was Barnett from Wisconsin, too. I mean, Spencer's just, he's he's going to get six come Friday night against Penn State, too. We need six, and he knows that. He's not going to go out there and just try and tech him real quick in the first period, lock up that tilt. I mean, he's going to get that tilt locked up, and he's going to let go of the wrist after he gets his near falls, and he's going to come out front, circle around, use the arm, and put him away, put Steen away, just like what he did the other day to Barnett as well, too. And we need six, not five, we need six. So, but no, it was a really good duel meet up and down the line. We wrestled well. Even Nelson Brands, who got beat by Labriola, he was right there with him. He hits a beautiful shot at the end and unfortunately just sat there with it and just kind of hung and just never came up to try to finish or anything. But he was right there with him. So I was impressed. So we'll see.
And Real Woods got a big win, too.
It was. That kid, Rob, really impressed me. Or not Rob, Hardy. Hardy really impressed me that night. He's a tough competitor, that Hardy. He's not easy to wrestle. And I didn't like the fact that Real Woods was up 6-2, 15 seconds left to go, and just lets Hardy take him down, you know, so we win 6-4. We weren't in jeopardy of losing the match or anything like that. You still got to stay in there. You got to fight. You got to circle. You got to, you know, get your legs back. You don't want to give up takedowns.
Lesson learned?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I hope so. Yeah, I love Real. He's super fun to watch. He's ornery, and he's a super big competitor, and that's why I'm really looking forward to watching him wrestle Bartlett on Friday night at Penn State. But we just, you don't want stuff like that to happen. And even Kilby Seabreck, you know, wrestled tough against Rob, the number one ranked undefeated 157 pounder for Nebraska. That Seabreck wrestled a good match. So we'll see what happens. This is going to be interesting. Penn State, there's a lot of matches that we don't know what's going to happen. They could go either way. You know, you could look at 41. You could look at 57. You know, are they going to bring Haynes out of red shirt? They got to make a decision. Penn State does. My guess is they bring him out of red shirt. And they know that that's kind of that might be a factor in this dual meet. And they're not going to want to lose this dual meet in Bryce Jordan Center when they have the opportunity to win it. I think for sure they're going to bring him out of red shirt. And it may not be the difference in the match, but it very well easily possibly could be. But that could be a good match. 57, Kobe Seabreck and Haynes. 65, what's that guy's name? Facando. We've wrestled him once before, and who's number one? We beat him, but it was a scrap of a match. That was like 3 years ago. You know, Facando's ranked ahead of us. He's supposed to win on paper, but... that one, I don't know what's going to happen. He's harder. He's a lot like Hamady. He's hard to wrestle, and he's hard to finish on. So we're a goer. I like our chances as the further the match goes along. But that's another one. 57-65 are big pivotal matches in this dual meet.
I would agree.
Really big pivotal matches. You got to hand it. You got to give it to them. Obviously, at 33 where they're ranked one, 74 where they're ranked one, 84 where they're ranked one. Probably got to give it to them at 97 as well. We've been beat there, you know, before, and Dean's on a roll, and Warner struggled a little bit finding his offense. Heavyweight, I don't know. We're like 5-1 against him, or 4-1 against him.
Really?
Yeah.
Cassis?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kirkby got beat by Paris on Friday night.
Yeah, which isn't the first time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we beat him like four times, and the only time he beat us was this last time at the at the All-Star meet. He drummed us pretty good. I mean, we got it handed to us. So, but the thing I like about that match, if it comes down to it, is that if it literally comes down to that match, I like Cassiope's chances better because I think he's a gamer. Not that Kirklia isn't, but I just feel by watching Kirklia wrestle in the past, and especially Cassiope, I just feel like Cassiope knows that this is he rises to the occasion a little bit more in that type of a situation than what Kirklia does.
Now, a question here on the text line.
Sure.
About Cassiope from 5037. It worked out for him against Nebraska, but at what point do we give up riding for 5 minutes and work on our feet?
Well, that was a beautiful thing against Nebraska. And I mean, that's what we saw, and that's what the crowd loved. If anybody paid attention, I pay attention to stuff like this. It comes down to heavyweight. It's 10 o'clock at night. I bet a third of our Iowa Hawkeye faithful fans got up and left, whether they're going to listen to it on the radio in their cars driving home, they're just going to watch the highlights later, whatever. To me, if I'm Tony Cassiope and I come walk out of the tunnel in a Carver Hawkeye arena and all of a sudden I see a bunch of empty seats and people walking up the stairs, that's going to tick me off a little bit. I'm going to take that personally, okay? But as that match went on, Tom said, hey, up, let's go. Let him up. In the second period, he let him up and he took him down. Third period, Tom says, go neutral. Whereas before, we said, go top. Yeah. We didn't. We went neutral, and it worked out for him. And then, you know, when we did say go neutral, or no, towards the end of the match there, it was decision, okay, do we try and ride him here for the tech, or do we let him go and then solidify the tech with a takedown? And as soon as we cut him and let him go, the fans erupted. They loved it. And that's what you got to realize. That's fun and entertaining wrestling. And he did it that night. He did it with a little bit of a push from Tom, but he did it, and it worked out for him. He takes him down, he gets a fall. And that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to happen. Just like Spencer Lee did against Barnett on, you know, Sunday against Wisconsin. So hopefully, to answer your question, hopefully that was a good environment. It was a good experience for him, and he's going to do that in the future. Now, come Friday night against Kirklia, if we don't, I mean, we struggle taking him down. Who doesn't? You know, so that's not something we're just going to want to let him go and try and wrestle on the feet. You know, that's something you get a takedown, you better ride him till the cows come home.
True.
I tell you what, Iowa does need to get off to a good start. Spencer Lee gets 6, whatever. You got RBY at 33. But come intermission, because Penn State's really backloaded, not that Iowa can't win any of those matches, Iowa needs to get off to a good start.
100%. And Spencer Lee is the man to do it. We're, you know, pretty much, you know, going to get 6 there.
I think he's got to.
Has to.
I think he has to.
I think he has to. And when I was wrestling, I know we were in a position like that a couple of times. And, you know, Gable, or even the last year when I was wrestling that kid from Oklahoma State, Jamel Kelly, and Jimmy's like, hey, I know this is a lot to ask, but we need 6. So I got him 6, you know? I mean, that's what you do. I mean, you want to try and go for 6 every single time, but when a coach comes to you and tells you that, that's pretty motivating to you. And you want to, you know, you have tons of respect for your coaches, and that's what you do. And I think we get 6 there. I think it's a win for us if we don't give up any bonus points at 33. I think that's huge. That's pivotal. I don't know. I assume Brody Teske is going to go, but that's a tough situation for Brody Teske, too.
Going back to Penn State
where – things did not go well for him between him and the team and the kind of the personalities, and they kind of razzed on him a little bit for being an Iowa boy and stuff like that or whatever. And RBY, he's going to be licking his chops to be able to take it to and wrestle Brody Teske and just kind of hand it to him in front of that home crowd, being a former Nittany Lion for a little bit. So but Teske's been wrestling really well. I really like where Teske's at. We just need more mat time, and we'll see what happens. But if we don't give up a major decision there, I think that, you know, that's good for us there. And then
Woods and Bartlett is a big match.
That's a big match. I'm giving that to Woods, though. He's a gamer. I'm giving it to Woods, and we got to have that match. That's a match we have to have. 49, we have to have.
Got
to
have that
49
one.
Somehow, some way, we could squeak out a major decision there would be humongous. 57, that's not a necessity, but it would sure help us with a victory in that dual meet if we could win 57 or 65. One of those we have to have. It'd be really nice to get them both, and we could get them both, but we could also possibly not get either one of them. So that's what it's going to make things really fun and interesting. Nobody's going to want to get up and go to the bathroom during that dual meet, except for a break.
And maybe another situation like a 33-74. Just, okay, don't get pinned. Don't give up bonus points, and yep. Can be okay.
Yep. Wrestle smart. Stay where you're good, and you got to be tough. You got to stay in there. You got to be tough in certain positions. Don't be just given free takedowns to Storacci and Brooks. No free gimmies, just, you know, falling over for anything. If they're going to take you down, at least make them work as hard as they possibly can for those takedowns. And then 97, I don't know. It doesn't look good for us there, you know. We always wrestle them close. And if it's close, you know what? We've come out on top of a lot of those matches, and we lost a lot of those matches. So you just never know.
Warner's going to be close no matter what he's going to do.
Yeah, he's going to. Yep, absolutely. You know, and when the big matches like this, and they're supposed to be close, he wrestles them close. So I know that he was not happy when he got bent leg turd last year against him in Carver Hawkeye Arena, and hopefully he remembers that, and he wants a little bit of redemption, as well as the national finals. So we'll see what happens. And then heavyweight, we already talked about it. It could go either way. So it's going to be fun. That's all I can say is Big Ten Networks might crash because there's going to be a lot of people tune into that night.
Very, very, very true. And Penn State's coming off, you know, just beating Michigan bad.
Really bad. They wrestled them right before we did last Friday night. And Michigan won the first one and then won the last one, the two book gun matches. But those were the only two matches. Penn State beat them. Eight to two matches, but we beat Nebraska worse than they beat Penn State, and everybody was saying Nebraska was like tied with us for number two ranking, and we beat them up pretty good. Honestly, we could win seven matches, or they could win seven matches, and that's what makes it fun. I mean, I'd much rather be going in there just pretty much heavily favored in seven matches and feeling good about it, but this is what draws the fans, and this is why you wrestle them.
What's it like going on the road? Back in your day, maybe it was Oklahoma State, maybe it was Iowa State. What's it like going on the road in that environment?
I think it just depends on the individual. You know, I think for the majority of the people out there, you know, I honestly love our fans at Carver Hawkeye Arena. I mean, our fans are wrestling at Carver Hawkeye Arena. It's a nostalgic arena. There's so much history in that arena. Every time you walk in there, it's just an electric environment. So I got nothing but the best for our fans in Carver Hawkeye Arena. But I'm just kind of wired to where we walk into Iba Gallagher Arena in Oklahoma, for Oklahoma State and Stillwater. And when that place was sold out and we walk into there and there were standing room only and they are cussing and swearing and calling Gable all kinds of names and it's just a ruthless environment. Those are the type of matches, and I mean, that's what, to me, when I'm training and nobody knows what, you know, where I'm at, or I'm training, I'm running stairs by myself, or if I'm in high school and I'm running at 5:30 in the morning in the snow out on the streets, that's the type of stuff I think about. That's what you live for, and that's what you want. And you know, it takes you on me all the way back to like the Prairie Jeff wrestling days, you know. When you know those dual meets were sold out, you had to have a ticket to get in, and you go out of bounds and the cheerleaders are like flicking you off and kicking you in the head, you know. Those are the type of matches that you literally live for and you train for. So what's it like to go on the road? It just kind of depends on the individual, but you're so ready to go this whole week. You're so focused. And it just, when it's go time and you go out there, it's like someone was just asking me like the other day, like, what's it like to run out of the tunnel? And it's like the best experience ever. Like when you run out of the tunnel at Carver Hawkeye Arena, we didn't have walkout songs then. It was just a band. But when you walk out there and the whole crowd stands up and starts cheering for you to come out and you know that you're a crowd favorite, it's awesome. But once that whistle blows, that's what I was telling this person. I didn't even know the crowd was there. I mean, I'm so focused and in tune of what's going on. Out of as loud as the arena is, I can hear my coaches crystal clear, but everything else is gone. It's just me and my opponent, that referee, and then my coaches.
Your walkout song would be?
I don't know. I have a lot of songs I like. I don't know.
That would have been like a big decision back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really put a ton of thought into it, but there's a lot of ones that I would probably I'd go for. I'd change it up. You know, I wouldn't have just
somebody
one.
Wrote a song for you.
Well, yeah, Tony Winkler's, yeah, Take You Down. But see, that wasn't out then.
I wasn't there in the mid-90s.
I was busy making the song work. That happened then.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. 19 of the 20 wrestlers that are scheduled to go out there are ranked. I mean, that's pretty cool. First time, I think, since 18 that Iowa's been out to Penn State. So
it's been a long time since we went out there.
It's been a while. There were a few years they didn't wrestle for some reason. I mean,
well,
Iowa,
one year was COVID. Right. One year was weren't scheduled.
Which is dumb because...
Tom and Kale Sanderson, that's not on them. They don't make the schedule.
No.
The Big Ten makes it. So one of those years we weren't scheduled either.
And they
still
wrestled
it. They still got together and they wrestled it. So I don't know. If the Big Ten... makes the schedule, obviously they see what their ratings are on TV. I'd be one every single year we'd probably want to make happen.
Very true. Very true. All right, when are you leaving?
We are leaving at, I have orders to be at the airport tomorrow by 2:30.
All right. Wheels up.
Wheels up at 2:30.
All right.
So, yeah, and we'll be flying right home right after the dual meet's over.
Next week, note to everyone, and I've got confirmation here, you're going to be on Thursday next week.
Thursday. I will be on Thursday next week, not on Wednesday.
Correct.
I'll be traveling back. I'm taking a quick trip to Colorado, and I'll be traveling home from there on Thursday. So I will be able to talk via cell phone on Thursday.
Not Wednesday. Kevin Lehman will be on Wednesday next week. You're going to be on Thursday next week.
Yep.
So we'll wrap up Iowa Penn State and look ahead to the weekend and other things going on in wrestling. And we got, of course, Friday. We talked with KJ about this yesterday. The historical, the girls' regionals are going to go on Friday. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a very
is
fun
that
day.
Friday?
That's
is that
a Friday.
On Saturday?
Nope. Because Saturday is the conference meets for the guys. They didn't want them to butt heads with one another. So Friday.
That's really weird.
Will be the regionals for the girls.
I'm surprised by that. I would think it'd be Saturday. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. And this is the start of pretty much Penn State, Iowa, and the girls' regionals on Friday starts basically, you know, 1 month of solid wrestling in college and high school. And then, of course, you got the conference meets for the colleges. And then 2 weeks after that, the NCAA meet. It'll go quick now.
Yep. That's why I'm going to make this quick trip to Colorado, do something I've never done before, have a little bit of time, and then when I come back, it's go time until after the Division I Nationals are over.
Yeah.
No rest for the weary.
Be safe, Mark. Please.
Don't get hurt.
Be safe.
Well, I don't want to hear any snowmobile
no
stories.
No time to be a hero, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys. I look forward to talking to you next Thursday.
All right. Mark Ironside, his appearance next Thursday, usually on Wednesdays, but it'll be next Thursday, brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk about the scoreboard update. We'll also talk a little bit about the National Football League and more when we continue after this here on KGYM.
Make your dream a reality with Menards Mastercraft Door Designer. Choose from our in-stock selection of Mastercraft interior doors or design your door your way with our Door Designer. This feature allows you to visualize your doors within your home before making your purchase. Simply start designing and make your visions come to life. Mastercraft has the fastest delivery, so you get your door in approximately 7 days. Save big money on Mastercraft doors.
Save big money at Menards.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night, until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Every pro is an MVP to us. As a Lowe's MVP's rewards member, you can earn bonus points when you shop select products and brands. then redeem them for exciting rewards like tools, sports memorabilia, e-gift cards, and more. Join today to become a member and start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, subject to program terms. While supplies last, points expire at end of calendar year. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
We have a suggestion for Mark's walk-up music from the text line. They're thinking AC/DC, little AC/DC, Hell's Bells.
Okay.
Mark said he would change it up, but that could be one of them. That's thank you, 9843, for that. Scott and Mark back with you, along with Isaac here in the gym class on KGYM. Kevin Lehman and Lisa Bluter coming up on the Thursday edition of the show. Tune in for that. And we do appreciate you coming and listening in each and every day right here to the gym class on KGYM. We need to get you to a scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're at First Avenue, northeast in southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. What do we have today?
LeBron James scored 46 points last night against the Clippers. Why is that meaningful? Well, LeBron has now scored 40 or more points against every franchise in the NBA. Patrick Mahomes is walking without a boot.
Yay.
The Kansas City Chiefs quarterback. By the way, that's our poll question today, too, asking you if you're worried about Patrick Mahomes. And finally, after the show last night, Scott Rolen, third baseman, voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. I'm lukewarm on this, Scott. A lot of folks pointing out Mark Grace's statistics. He's not a third baseman, but, I mean, my own third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Look up the stats.
True.
Gaetti had more home runs, exact same fielding percentage, and I'm not suggesting in the least that Gaetti should be in the Hall of Fame, but this is a head-scratcher for me.
I don't know. I mean, it's...
Nice player.
Yes. And it's so used to be so cut and dry, I think, Mark, talking about Hall of Famers.
Yeah, you say a name. Yep.
Yep. And now it's clouded, no matter who you really talk about. Unless you got it like Mariano Rivera. That's a no-brainer. When his time comes, just pick somebody out there. Like, my baseball mind is not working right now. But... Scott Rolen, yeah, it's kind of borderline. 281 hitter, 316 home runs, I believe I read. Nice player, never finished higher than fourth in an MVP vote, though. I mean, is that a major You're more into the metrics now of should a guy be in a Hall of Fame instead of, okay, this guy was a two-time MVP or whatever the case may be with that. Do you agree?
Yeah, Rolen really hung his hat on defense, 7 gold gloves.
Very good defensive third base.
Guy 81-4.
So it'll be Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen that will go into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown coming up this year. So I'm fine. Hey, I'm going to be happy for anybody that goes into the Hall of Fame. I'm going to be happy for them.
There is a great video out there, Rolen telling his elderly parents. That was very cool.
That is cool. And, congratulations to him and well-deserved. I think of the list from yesterday, I think he was the most deserving. But things have changed as far as that is concerned. And I know Spencer talked about this as well on his program a little bit earlier on. The news out of Iowa City today about the University of Iowa and launching an individualized NIL, if you will, here, Mark, which will encompass all the athletes in all sports at the University of Iowa. They are using a national product, if you will, a national company that you can go through to, I guess, contact someone. If you want to have a rower come to whatever event, you want a tennis player, you want a football, whatever the case may be, you can do that. So helps things out as far as those athletes are concerned. But that's news coming out of Iowa City today.
The NIL is powered by what's called Open Doors. And the collective is Iowa Hawkeyes NIL Marketplace. And essentially, yeah, it's for every athlete. And Open Doors has done this for about 100,000 athletes, as I understand it. And it basically creates an opportunity. Each athlete is going to have basically a custom page where donors or sponsors or companies or whoever can go and support he or she.
Correct. The list for NFL awards, which will be presented on February the 9th, is out. MVP, the five are four quarterbacks and Justin Jefferson. You got Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Jalen Hurts. Yes, Iowa State and 49er fans, Offensive Rookie of the Year candidates, Kenneth Walker III, Garrett Wilson, and Brock Purdy. I don't know if Brock's going to win it, though. My vote would go to Kenneth Walker III.
Yeah, he had a nice year. And Purdy was selected to the all-rookie team along with Tyler Linderbaum.
Yes, he was.
So that's
Purdy's going to get some... He's going to get some nice pats in the back.
Yes, he is.
He's going to get some nice pats in the back. I don't know if he's going to win this one, though, for just the body of work throughout the year. He's done a tremendous job. I'm not saying he is not, but Walker was, you know, pretty much there all year for Seattle. Rollins fielding was second to none at third base, says 57-11. Oh, boy. 98-43 says Craig Nettles. I agree. I love Craig Nettles, and I was not a Yankee fan. But Craig Nettles was it at third base, man, back in the day for the Bronx Bombers. Agree?
I do.
All right. Bowling Night in America preview. It's brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. What we got coming up tonight?
We have on lanes 23 and 24, Rusty Nails, currently fifth in the Adult Evergreen League, facing Barry's Lanes. Barry's in 11th place, but they're our nemesis.
They are our kryptonite for a long time. we will be giving up some pins tonight, and just some reason they seem, Mike or Jerry Robinson and the rest seem to always bowl well against us.
I'll get her done. We got trounced last week. Can't afford two in a row. We'll give you results tomorrow.
Yeah, we got more than trounced last week. That was a that was a blitzing last week. But we'll have a complete report coming up tomorrow, as well as a talk with Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter. Iowa coming off the big win at number 2 Ohio State on Monday night. We'll talk about that game with her. And then the coach, Kevin Lehman, will join us for our off-the-glass segment. We'll preview Iowa and Michigan State tomorrow night with Kevin. We'll look back at the big Iowa State win and a whole lot more. So that'll come up on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And plenty more coming up tomorrow as well. And stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show is coming your way next. Another chance to have somebody get signed up and hopefully win and get into the grand prize drawing in our contest coming up between 4 and 6. Talk to you tomorrow, Mark.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every